Be honest. Do you have 2 weeks of food, water, and other essentials to survive after a catastrophic earthquake or other disaster? Most of us mean well, but aren't prepared. A family foundation, a writer, and a newspaper tried something different this past month to move people to take action. Correspondent Tom Bonsi tells us how from Bellingham, Washington.
John Stark stepped away from a long career as a newspaper reporter a few years ago. He was enjoying retirement in Bellingham when the phone rang last spring with a freelance offer. A local foundation wanted to commission a writer to imagine realistically what life would be like in Bellingham during and after the big one.
Then the ground lurched sideways. I fell hard, landed on my right side. I dropped the phone and let go of Daisy's leash without meaning to. She ran away. I managed to get onto my hands and knees as the ground beneath me heaved in slow motion, watery swells rolling me first one way and then the other.
That's Stark reading from chapter one of what would turn into a 27-chapter novella. It was serialized over the past month in the Bellingham Herald.
I actually had a first draft where we actually had looting at the supermarket and guns drawn and shooting and all this kind of thing. And it was a lot of fun to write. I thought it was pretty exciting. But when all was said and done, I realized that it was not only not realistic, it was also not constructive to lead people to expect that kind of thing.
Stark revised that scene and others after consulting earthquake and disaster experts. They told him emergencies tend to bring out the best in most people. Stark says the hurricanes that swamped Texas and Puerto Rico, California wildfires, and a damaging earthquake in Mexico happened while he was writing. They informed his story. For example, a scene of neighbors banding together to fight a house fire.
No fire trucks were in sight. I heard sirens in the distance, but they were likely headed elsewhere. Other fires lit the sky, to the north, the west, the east. My terror at that moment was the worst yet. I would have run if there'd been anywhere to run to. Then a big black pickup truck rumbled up. It was loaded with blue water barrels. They must have pumped it out of the creek somehow.
The fictional characters also spend a lot of time scrounging for food because disaster relief is slow to arrive, as is likely to happen in real life. The River Styx Foundation in Bellingham conceived and funded the Imagining the Big One project. Foundation Director Heather Flaherty says they were concerned by lack of preparedness and wanted a novel way to engage people.
It seems like the facts are not working, or they're working to a point, but then how do we get people to take action? So how can we draw people in a way that is interesting and fun, and we educate almost as a head fake that you're learning through entertainment?
Flaherty and Stark say they're delighted with the response to this storytelling approach. Readers emailed or commented they were inspired to take steps to improve their emergency kits. Independently, an emergency manager in Grays Harbor County, Washington, started writing a similar story of misfortune set in his area. Chuck Wallace has finished the first two chapters of what he envisions as a six-chapter online story project. The tale includes multiple earthquakes, a school collapse, and tsunami.
People pay attention to the stories. And when you give them the story, they're not playing on their phone. And it kind of brings things home, and you're not telling them that, hey, the world's going to end today. You're just saying, this is what could happen.
We remember stories way more than we remember factoids.
You could say there's a burgeoning literary tradition here. The online magazine Motherboard used the term reported science fiction in 2016 to introduce a five-part series about the aftermath of a Cascadia megaquake in Portland. CBC Radio Vancouver took the same premise to Southwest British Columbia for a limited-run podcast.
So this is your wake-up call. This is Fault Lines.
All of these projects fold practical tips that you've maybe been ignoring into their stories or in news you can use sidebars. I'm Tom Bonsi in Bellingham.